Tower, ZLK Mobile.
KB2H XS, stationary.
H, a lot of excess. XS, yes. How you doing?
Good morning. Heck, the only excess on me is my attitude.
Such a big personality, there's plenty of you to go around.
And happy-go-lucky, smile every day, and that's that. Hi, Shane, how are you?
I hope you are. Hope you're enjoying the Christmas week before, the days before Christmas, the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been fixing some heat systems. In fact, I got to go out today, this afternoon, and hopefully fix the system. I don't know why they waited so doggone long. They knew they had issues with it, but whatever. It's a whole other story.
Run into a lot of emergency calls this weekend.
If I do, I do. I mean, you know, all I can do is go out and evaluate it and then, you know, order the parts on Monday or Tuesday, whatever, you know, when people open back up. I do the best I can do for people, you know.
Now, or we're going to find out how well our systems work, I think, on Friday.
Oh, I know. My heat pump's going to have a heck of a time. I'm all prepared. I just covered up my spigots. I couldn't find those styrofoam covers for the spigots, but I have a half a roll of duct wrap here. I just cut some of that off inside and stuff, and that'll actually be better than those styrofoam things. And then, we've got, individual room heaters that we'll start using tomorrow.
Generator out and do a start on it. I'm not worried about it starting, but if I don't, then it won't. You know how that is. But I'll be home tomorrow during the day when this cold weather hits. Supposed to get in about 7:30, 8:30 in the morning.
Right here too. Yeah, my generator's in good shape. I just I got like 15 gallons of gas down there, and I got enough for a couple days. Just got to kind of ride it out, I guess, and see what happens.
I have so many trees out where we are that one can fall down, a few miles away or several miles away and knock us out. We don't have any above-ground utilities where I live, but outside of where I live, just, two or three streets over, it all comes above the ground.
It's above ground here, right to the house. In fact, I guess maybe it was a month ago or so, we had a tree come down when they had the wind and the rain. I think it was last month or something, or maybe the month before, I forget, but my neighbor's tree across the street fell down and took out my high tension wire, brought the high tension wire right down to the ground, and took a little while to get that back. But we got trees everywhere here. My property is littered with trees, old growth.
I get the ice that we could have if the moisture was still in the air, because that would have been a lot worse, but we'll make it through. We've done it before.
That my house was built in 1966, and it's still standing with no major reconstruction over the years. So I think I'll be off, I think I'll be all right here too.
I think about all those people up in the north, Midwest, and the Northeast. They're going to get hammered.
Now, anyway, Shane, let me let you go. I'm in the driveway here. I just was driving around from the back of the house to the front. I heard you in there. I had to say something. You have a good day, my friend, and play it safe out there, huh?
That's from you, Dave. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Hope you have a great day. And for ZLK.
That's Shane. Have a good one.
What do you mean we're going to get hammered? We already are. KB0, KBJ, Mobile. Brookings, South Dakota.
I forgot that you already were getting it up there. I heard you on a little bit ago, but I was trying to copy some CW, so I had to turn the 2 meter down so I wouldn't get distracted. What's it like up that way? N4ZLK.
Currently, temperature says 19 below in the pickup here. And we probably got about a 20 mile an hour west wind, west northwest wind. So, it was blowing snow across the road. Wanted to put some little finger drifts down. And, kind of chilly. I was up on a roof of a TJ Maxx, which we're working on today. And, wow. I think I was up there for about 2 minutes. My nose, I could feel it starting to freeze. So I got out of there. So they sent me down to Sioux Falls, which is about 50 miles south. Let's go pick up some supplies, since the, I guess for some reason, they're not delivering today. But, yeah, so I'm going to do that, sitting in the warmth of the pickup right now, and bumping through a few drifts there. Some beautiful sun dogs. Sun's out. Nice clear sky, but blowing snow creates these beautiful sun dogs. Nice big ones today. Over.
Sun dogs. We get them here occasionally. But how strong is the wind? I didn't catch that if you said it.
I'd say it's probably somewhere around 20 mile an hour. Is my audio a little too loud? I can lower it if I need to.
Truck. It's not the quietest vehicle, so I might not be able to copy it as well as if I was sitting at home, but I can read you, so I think you're okay. How far are you from the Air Force base there in South Dakota? I think it's in the southwest corner, I believe.
Ellsworth Air Force Base is on the west end of the state. That is clean across the state, 500 miles or whatever, something like that. So that's near Rapid City, which is really kind of in the west central, western edge of the state, just before the Black Hills. Southwest corner would be down near Hot Springs. Rapid City sits about north and southwise, pretty much in the central part of the state. On the west end, and Ellsworth is 10 minutes or so east of Rapid City. Over.
My oldest son was stationed there for a while. He's now in California. He's actually visiting us for the holidays. But I'd looked at it on the map before, but I wasn't sure where you were located, so I was just curious if you were out that way.
Well, that's what everybody kind of associates South Dakota. If you know anything about it, it seems to be the Mount Rushmore. But I'm clean on the other end of the state, so it's a 7-hour drive out there, doing 80 mile an hour down the interstate, so yeah, but I hang out pretty much up and down the I-29 corridor, which goes from Sioux Falls, well, it goes out of Omaha, Nebraska, through Sioux Falls, up to Fargo, North Dakota, so that's kind of my stomping grounds up and down that interstate area. Over.
Daughter is married to a guy from North Dakota. He spent first part of his life up there, probably till 10 or 12 years old. I used to know where he was, and I just can't remember where it is. I know it's on the eastern side of North Dakota.
And you're talking, you're talking Air Force bases on the eastern side of North Dakota. They got one up in Grands Forks, which is about an hour or so north of Fargo.
Air Force. He was just born up there in North Dakota and spent early years there before they moved down to North Carolina. That's my youngest daughter's husband. I'm not sure if I said that or not. But nothing to do with the Air Force. But anyway, it's weird just how the connections all of a sudden in North and South Dakota. And it's just weird how that happens.
Yeah, South Dakota is kind of like South Carolina in the fact that if people know anything about the Carolinas or the Dakotas, I've experienced this on the amateur radio and in life outside of radio, and I've talked to other people too. If you say you're from the Carolinas or Dakotas, you can say South Dakota or South Carolina, but they'll seem to miss that and they'll say North. North Dakota or North Carolina. I don't know why that is, but it seems to come to mind when you first talk to folks, they default to the northern state versus the southern one.
I find that to be true, too. I agree with you. And for some reason, and they always think Charlotte or Asheville for some reason. But we're working on them. We're trying to get South Carolina more important than North Carolina.
It's a curious thing. I don't know why. I believe I'm not much into QSL cards and contacts, but from observations, it seems like there's all contacts are made easier out of North Dakota than for people wanting their work to all states and such than they are out of South Dakota. It seems South Dakota, people have a hard time finding folks to make contact with out of this state. I don't know if it's the layout of the cities in North Dakota that, or what, but they seem to have that. In North Dakota, you look at the cities, they got Fargo, Jamestown, Bismarck, Dickinson, across I-90, and across US 2, which runs east, west, and the northern side of North Dakota. You got Devil's Lake, Minot, Williston. So bigger towns, at least by the standards up here, bigger towns more evenly spaced out, whereas South Dakota, it seems to be, you got Sioux Falls, Watertown, Brookings, those are up and down the east side, and you got nothing until you get out west, which is Rapid City on the west end of the state. I'm not even going to count the capital Pierre, because that's pretty dinky, actually. Pierre is the only state capital that doesn't have an interstate run into it in the whole country, other than Juneau, Alaska. Even Hawaii, Honolulu, has a interstate run into it, and of course connects to no other state. So, yeah, I think it must be a layout of the city or something.
I've been on a couple of the Alaskan highways, and they've got as much room, if not more, than some of the interstates we've got down here. But I just checked with my son-in-law. He's from Fessenden, North Dakota. Fessenden, have you heard of that?
No, I haven't. Where is that at, roughly?
Very center. And I really haven't pulled it up on a map I'm driving. So, you know, I guess the very center of North Dakota. I know he always says that you can watch your dog run away for 2 weeks there. It's so flat.
Yeah, it'd be about Bismarck, which is in the center of the state. Bismarck, Mandan. Yeah, we went to visit somebody up there just north of Fargo, yeah, on the James River Valley. Or no, is that the James River? I'm not sure. And kind of having to pause here. Visibility is getting kind of shabby on the interstate here. Blowing snow. Plus, they got a snowplow ahead of me blowing up big drifts as it knocks them. Blowing up big snow clouds as it knocks the drifts back. And they're drifting right across in front of me. Alright, we got past him. But, yeah, that'd be in the center part of the state there, I guess.
Up when I get home, I'm on the way right now to visit a brand new grandbaby. Don't know yet if it's a girl or a boy, because they've been keeping it from us. The baby was just born in about 1:30 this morning. Steve, I'm going to let you go. I'm getting into traffic in downtown. It's probably not as dangerous as what you're driving in, but still got to watch these other people. Good to talk to you today. I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, and hope to talk to you again soon. KB0, and I should know it, because I've heard it for so many years, I just can't remember. N4ZLK73.
That's all right. I didn't remember your name anyhow. Hey, enjoy the new one there. That's cool. Definitely cool. I had a little boy back in April myself, and they're a real treasure, those young ones. Yeah, I'd pay more attention to that than this, as far as traffic goes. This is kind of predictable. people aren't. Take care, 73N4ZLK, KB0KBJ. I'll be mobile monitoring.
KJN4ZLK, my name is Shane. I'm sorry about that. We've talked a couple times, but it's always a long time between. 73N4ZLK.
Right, 73, Shane. KB0KBJ, mobile monitoring.
We're DJW Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Dave. KB0KBJ.
What's Steve? Nothing like a little long-distance VHF communications in the morning. Left my watch on charge. Don't know what time it is. Anyway, good to hear you this morning. I hear you guys are getting a little bit of a chill up there, to put it mildly.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, we got sunny skies, beautiful sun dogs hanging out here, big ones, blowing snow. That's more the issue right now as I head down the interstate towards Sioux Falls. A little bit of a visibility thing, blowing snow across the interstate. Temperature, 19 degrees below zero. On the truck thermometer, and a straight west wind, which is, like I said, is blowing our fresh fallen snow up in the air.
Dressed well for it, just in case something breaks down, you know. You gotta be dressed for that up there. Well, we're headed in a couple of days down to Fort Myers. My wife was talking to my mother-in-law last night, and she said, you should bring a sweatshirt because it dipped down below 60 the other night. I'll have to tell them about you guys being 19 below zero. That is cold.
Sweatshirt wouldn't quite cut it. I have fairly well-insulated jacket on. I was out on top of the building we're working on today, which is a flat-top roof. They're going to be making a store out of it. It was a J.C. Penney's. Now they're making T.J. Maxx out of it. And we're doing some gas piping up there today. And I was up there on top of the roof for a couple minutes. That's about it. And I decided to head back down because I could feel my nose starting to freeze. And the jacket, well, it would have held me off a little longer, but I would have had to go and get the overalls and the sweatshirt to put underneath it, too. Even so, I still don't got anything for my nose. I got a hat, gloves, overalls, sweatshirt, jacket, boots, although I'm wearing my tennies right now. And I don't got nothing for my nose. I forgot the whole scarf and face protection device or clothing. I don't know, I'll have to wrap something else around that if I were to go up there again. Wouldn't last too long otherwise.
Ask you if you had like a ski mask with a, you know, the eyes and mouth cut out and the nose covered up. That would probably be ideal for that. One or two of them. Maybe knits me hats all the time, but not a full cover. Not one where only you see things you see are your eyes and your mouth. I don't know if Megan does any knitting or not. You want me to ask Amy to knit you a full cover sock hat?
I appreciate the thought, but I think I'm good. I generally don't wear this stuff. I don't try to get out and to where I need it. The only time I do seem to need it is when I blow snow, which I haven't been doing because my neighbor's been plowing out my yard recently, so that's nice of him. But, yeah, I was watching, looking around at the guys. There was about, five or six of us up there looking at hooking up some heaters for this building up on the roof. And guys had beards and mustaches. I could see the frost starting to collect on their beards and stuff just in the little bit we were up there. It just was starting to create a layer.
Reminds me of a time when you lived down here that you grew a beard and a mustache. You remember that? Maybe that's part of the solution. You remember that?
Yeah, I had a nice healthy one there and had color to it. Now it's, I don't know, I think it's growing slower and it's white and looks scary. Although I haven't shaved in about a week and a half, I don't know if I'll keep doing that, not shaving or not. Gotten past the irritating stage, so maybe I'll just let it grow. I haven't bothered to give myself a haircut either, which I usually kept quite closely trimmed, but I just been letting that grow out too. And at first the rooster tails on my right side, which I sleep with my head on the pillow on the right side, were sticking up pretty consistently, but now they've started, the hair's gotten long enough to where it started to tame down. Yet the other morning I woke up and it was like 1.5-inch long rooster tail sticking up off the right side. The whole side just, you know, looks like it got hit by something.
I can picture that. In my head, I've got a mental picture of that. I remember when you would sleep on the couch and wake up and I'd say the same thing. I go to the to Great Clips about once every 3 months since COVID hit, not very often, and it's really long and shaggy. And when I get there, I tell them, I don't want a single hair on my head longer than 1 inch long. And they'll cut it, and they'll leave the top of it like 2 or 3 inches long, and I'll say, nope, not a single hair longer than 1 inch long. And they say, you really, really mean that? Yeah, I mean it. And then when I'm walking out, and they'll do it, they'll finally do that after about 3 times telling them to do it. And then when I'm walking out the door, they say, well, we'll see you in 6 months. Or not 6 months, 6 weeks. And I just look at them and smile. It's going to be 3 months go by before I get back there. That's just a habit I got into with COVID. And then the other day I was at the grocery store and I bought a razor and some shaving cream, which I haven't done that in 20 years. And I shaved with a razor and shaving cream because when you don't shave every day and it gets kind of long, it takes that electric razor a whole lot longer to cut it than it does just a plain old, you know, plain old razor that's not electric and some shaving cream. And it gets it a lot closer, too, so I kind of like that. But since I don't go to work anymore, I only shave every third or fourth day, W4DJW. If I'm missing on the next go-around, it's because Maggie and I are at the transfer station, and we'll have to unload the trash, W4DJW.
You know what you need to do is just buy yourself some hair clippers. That's what I use for shaving and cutting my hair. I just take the guard off the hair clippers and zing. Doesn't get it down to the skin like a regular razor, but I don't want it that way, down to the skin usually. And that works out well. KB0KBJ.
I was going to do that. I said, I'm going to cut all my hair off and just not have to worry about it. And she looked at me, she said, if you do that, I'm going to do that too. Okay, I won't do that.
Boo. Got some serious blowing snow going on here now. Getting to be a whiteout. Have to slow her down. 60 mile an hour and 80 mile an hour interstate. I guess that's not bad. Yeah. You need the Flobee. Remember the Flobee?
I do remember the name, but I don't remember what it is. Flobee. Well, I did threaten to get just a bowl, a cereal bowl, and put it over my head, and then just go and get her just to go around in circles with straight scissors. She wouldn't have any of that either. So I'm stuck with going to Great Clips, I guess. It gets me out of the house every third month, you know, for a distance that's further than going to Lowe's or something or the grocery store. Anyway, I'm here at the transfer station. Got to get out. Be back in a few minutes. W4DJW. Stay warm.
I think it was the name of the tool implement. You hooked a vacuum cleaner to this thing and yeah, it just sucked the hair off your head and trimmed it to the perfect length. No less, no more, No more than an inch, every hair. I'll catch you later. I'll be monitoring KB0, KBJ Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile.
Well, time to talk. K4BAM.
Somebody I used to know named Alex from Clemson a long, long time ago. I haven't heard you in quite a while. How are you?
Here as much. But finally, it's time off from work. And the colder weather has driven me inside.
I get up leaves every day, and now there's leaves on the yard. In the yard, they've been there for about a week, and I haven't got them up because it's just too cold to go out there.
One of the things I did Tuesday, I finally got up my second batch of leaves. It was getting pretty bad. But I think I knew that. You'd retired, but how long have you been retired now?
Pretty retired now. I was like coasting there for a year from September of 21 to October of 22. I was kind of coasting, but I am officially on the payroll now. So I am officially I'm officially retired because I'm getting my investment back.
Good. Well, congratulations. That's great. It's a good accomplishment. Actually, I laugh about the lease situation because my dad, they live in Seneca, and their mom and dad are both retired. He'll blow leaves about every day, and I'll go over to their house on, like, Sundays and say, man, what's going on? I see, like, 12 leaves in the front yard.
With me, until it got cold, I was doing that every day. And the reason being is because it's easier to keep them up than to get behind and have to get them up. When they get a foot or 2 feet deep, then they're hard to wrangle. When they're just across the surface, like less than a couple of inches deep, you can knock it out in like 10 minutes or 20 minutes. But if they get 2 or 3 feet deep, you'll be out there all day.
A yard to the side of my house is kind of between me and my neighbor. And I keep the rear and the front yard kind of the corner that everybody sees clean, but that side I don't really do much with. Well, it was long neglected, so I got out there and tried to get the leaves up. And I think my neighbor has been blowing his leaves over there, too, because it was thicker than I expected it to be, but it was a lot thicker than I expected it to be.
What you're talking about, the neighbor to the right of me, that's like a whole lot there between the two of us. And the neighbor to the left of me, it's like a really skinny lot in between us. And everybody puts their leaves in those opened areas because there's still woods there, right? It looks normal. But you're right, it does get deep after a while. I try to blow most of mine to the back where there's woods between me and the house that's on the other road over there plus a big gully. And so I try to get most of mine to the back. Sometimes it gets 5-6 feet deep in leaves back there.
It does what it does. Hopefully compost them over time. But, yeah, these were rough. I actually had to bring the tarp over and just rake as many as I could on the tarp. And they were wet, too. This is horrible. I'll never let that side yard get that bad again.
Video of some guys getting up some leaves. There was probably a half a dozen, maybe 6 or 8 of them. And they all lined up like an army at this one house that was totally in the woods. I mean, it was just woods everywhere. And in less than an hour, they had every leaf picked up, and it was huge. But they had some really big leaf blowers. They had one machine that was built for nothing but blowing leaves. And when it would run by, it'd blow, you know, a 20-foot path of stripped from all the leaves. That's the way to do it. That'd be too much of an investment for me, but there's a YouTube video out there like that. If you're happening to cruise YouTube sometime, then think about plugging in a search for it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen the ones on like trailers and stuff that people will tow behind a pickup truck or even an industrial truck and to clean the roads off just to get all the leaves up. I think the city might have one or maybe the university.
That's what it's like. It's built specifically for that. Kind of like snow blowers for the south. Leaves instead of snow.
Yeah. good. Well, congratulations on the retirement. But I guess other than the leaf blowing, what are you getting into in your spare time and amateur radio? Or did y'all ever finish the repeater project up on Caesar's Head with the Kenwoods?
We're an ongoing project, and that requires resources that are still working, so I'm kind of limited on what I can do there. I've done as much as I can do. I'm just waiting on them to become available. But I've been building all kind of electronics components and Raspberry Pis. I tore down my Raspberry Pi farm, the one that was doing all the folding proteins for COVID, and there was about, I think I counted 96 CPUs, plus a few more, maybe like 120 or something like that, CPUs total. So I've been stripping those things out of the out of that farm to use them for other things. And I'm working on the thing that can detect time down to the billionth of a second. That's a long-term project, but it can be done, but it's really a lot of code I got to dig through. And then doing other radio experiments with timing and signal arrival and that kind of stuff. That's kind of fun. I mean, it keeps your brain.
I know what you mean. I already have projects I'd like to do if I had the time. It wasn't for work, but that's how it goes. Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, you have to take apart your pie farm to get pies because you can't really find them anywhere else.
Good morning. They said they would be available in 2023, and I did go out to a site, just to plug my name in. Well, several sites. I plugged my name in and said, when they're available, let me know. And I know that the Pi Foundation doesn't let them charge more than what it costs them. You know, what they control the price, not the retailers. And that's good. And they are going up. They said they made an announcement, said they are going up when they become available. But it was only like $5 for each model. So that's good. But the one that I found that notified me that they came in, they were charging $140 for a $75 Pi, an 8-gigabyte Pi 4B. So I said, no thanks, I'm not going to contribute to that. That's not what it's all about.
I just use, I've got mostly a lot of things that are Lenovo, tiny PCs, usually i5, and they're running on the used market on eBay around $100. Usually with everything, I think that included, I think it was a 256 gig SSD, and they only use about 60 watts, 60, 70 watts. They're like a laptop, so, and of course that's more power. I think that's more powerful than a Pi, so it definitely uses more power, but it's not that much more.
I went out and bought one the other day. Amy's had a television in the exercise room that replaced the big screen downstairs in the den, and she wanted me to either mount that thing on the wall in the office or get rid of it. So I finally mounted it on the wall in the office, and I got one of those that you're talking about, but I didn't have to get it used. I got it new for $150, and it, like you said, it had 250 gigabyte SSD in it, and I watched the news on that on YouTube and the news channels live. And don't have any subscription. I mean, I'm not running off DirecTV or Charter or any of that stuff. And it works just great. And I was contemplating putting it on a Pi, but I know sometimes Pi seize up when they're doing that. So I figured I'd, while there's no Pis available, I'd try out a Nook. And they work really good.
That's actually what I'm using for my desktop, right? Got another one running a couple of RTL SDRs doing some radio stuff. And then in my living room, I've got another one that is just my TV computer, just for what you're talking about, streaming. I don't have any subscription, anything, so I watch it on YouTube or a lot of documentaries, just whatever. So, yeah, they work great. I'm looking around. I don't even own a full-size computer anymore. I just have those three tinies and a few laptops.
For DJW, well, I finally purged my big ones. I used to put the old towers up in the attic, and they were taking up so much room. I think I took 13 of them to the dump. They've got that electronic component place where you can recycle them. So I think I took 13 of them over there. That's when I counted them up. That was 13 total from the attic as I was cleaning out attic space over the years. I took them all except for my very first computer I ever got, the 8088 IBM clone. That's the only one I got left of the old ones. Plus, I still have my single, 16 processor, 32 gigabyte machine. That's the one that I work on the most, I do most work on. But all the other ones are gone. I'm doing like you are, cleaning house. But I'm at home. Maggie wants out of the truck, so I'm going to go back outside and get ready for our trip. We're going down to Fort Myers for Christmas. Anyway, good talking to you, Alex. Don't be a stranger. K4BAN, W4DJW.
You, glad to hear you're enjoying retirement, and have a safe trip to Florida. And you'll be missing all the beautiful weather we'll be having here. At least most of it. 7-3, and hope you have a safe trip. W4DJW, K4BAN.